Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Margaret Fontana Media Podcast. On today's episode, I want to talk about how developing great relationships may be an essential piece of developing successful business and successful brands. So, have you ever heard of that saying, it's not what you know, but who you know? And there is some truth to that because in the day-to-day of business, you know, there are moments where you may go on an interview, you may be doing business, you may be looking for some type of deal, you might be trying to work out some type of negotiation. And, you know, there's always like that other saying of who you know, 2 degrees separation. It's like that 2 degrees of Kevin Bacon saying, where, or it's actually 6 degrees of separation when it's referring to the Kevin Bacon saying. But, you know, in my experience over the years, it definitely does matter who you know. It matters how you've left people, meaning how you've had relationships, personal or business. And if you've left your relationships positive or ending in a positive note or ending in a negative note. And, you know, I think there's something to be said about having high morals, high values, really conducting yourself in a way that's always on the high road, because in the end, you know, there's always a circular motion to how relationships and business or personal things always work out. And, again, in my opinion, I think it's just really important to conduct yourself in a very positive way, be truthful, be authentic, and leave people better than how you found them. You know, being positive and just really like not exercising any bad behavior towards others, I think is always the better way to go. And there's no shame in taking a high road. But in context of the blog and really talking about how to develop those great relationships and then, you know, essentially building those pieces to your successful business or brand. So let's go over a couple of those things. And if you have any thoughts about this, or maybe you have some feedback on, you know, this topic about relationships, you know, it's not like what you know, it's who you know, but it's definitely what you know, then magnified by who you know, who could possibly like add or support to what it is that you're trying to accomplish. So in doing so, and in thinking through those pieces, you know, developing those great relationships are essential for the success of any business, regardless of the size or industry. So here are some reasons why building strong relationships are important. So one of the first elements is trust. So developing good relationships with customers, suppliers, and partners is crucial for building trust and establishing a positive reputation in the marketplace. You know, and I think that's pretty simple to kind of like comprehend, because it's like, if I'm doing business with someone and it's a very positive experience, we've had a one-time deal or something, and then like the following year, I'm like, oh, who did we use for A, B, and C? That was a great experience and it was great pricing and they understood our business. So that helped me develop trust with that person. So now I'm going to say, or I may even refer that person and say, you know, let's use, you know, person A for this, because they actually have developed the trust with me. So I think the first element is trust. And a lot of these things that we're going to discuss are actually all very interrelated. So even though they're broken out separately, they're very interrelated. The second thing is loyalty. And also, as I'm talking through these pieces, you'll notice that these are very similar to just personal relationships. So, you know, never negate the basics of just good relationships. So the second thing is loyalty. When customers have a positive experience with your business, they're more likely to become loyal customers and recommend your business to others. Key is organic word of mouth. You know, this is where traditionally word of mouth is everything. You know, like when we're in person on the ground and in the trenches, like, you know, if I'm somewhere and somebody says like, hey, you know, who do I connect with to do this or that? And I'm like, you know, we're face to face. Maybe I'm in an office. Maybe I'm in the field. Maybe I'm, you know, in some kind of environment where we're talking business, you know, it's really that word of mouth. It's so if I'm a credible person, I do business really well. You know, I stand by my ethics and all of those things. someone's going to take my word for it, you know? So this is where loyalty becomes very important to that process. And so it's like, you know, when your customers have that positive experience with your business, they're more likely to become the loyal customer or recommend the business. So, you know, that organic referral system is in place when we're talking about loyalty. Okay, next item is repeat business. So repeat business is building strong relationships with customers can lead to repeat business and a steady stream of revenue for your business. So now that you've implemented trust and loyalty, those two elements now have produced repeat business. And so you definitely want to be able to get people to come back to whatever it is that either you're selling, or maybe you're a consultant, or maybe you own a construction business, maybe you own a brick and mortar business, any type of business, you know, even if you're like, you know, a math tutor and someone says, hey, you know, Betty really helped my kid, you know, pass algebra this year. And she's such a great tutor and she does it after school and she does it in the summer. Like even if you have a small business, you know, this is where repeat business comes in because you're doing really great business. And now those two pieces of trust and loyalty have been built in. And now everyone's kind of like on board with your business. The next piece is collaboration. Developing good relationships with suppliers and partners can lead to opportunities for collaboration and innovation, driving business growth and success. So collaboration, I think, is an important element to whether it's like kind of happening in the metaphysical way, or collaboration is happening in the in-person way. So if you're in an in-office kind of environment and you're collaborating, you know, you're developing really good relationships with people because they're seeing how you work. They're seeing how you maybe manage a project or how you're working towards really completing a goal. So in that context, you know, collaboration kind of like can work in different environments. And then, you know, collaborating where I'm working well with maybe vendors, people who perhaps I've priced out like three or four things with. And so, but I'm working with them because maybe I have a client that I'm representing to, you know, complete some type of project and I'm the project manager. So really collaboration is key, because this is where everyone says like, you know, you can really work well with others. And sometimes you might get tripped up in this area because sometimes other people don't work ethically, or other people are not, they're not nice, you know? So you really have to kind of like always take the high road and, you know, do the best you can when you're collaborating, because not everyone will probably be as nice as you or, as cooperative as you. So sometimes when you take the high road, you're usually the person who gets deemed the person that's not collaborative. So you really have to kind of like ignore that and always take the high road and lead, as opposed to, you know, taking any other kind of position. That's the only way work gets done. Next piece is reputation. Building good relationships with your customers, suppliers, and partners can also help build a strong and positive reputation for your business, which can be a powerful asset in attracting new customers and talent. So, you know, I think this is really important when you know, you're selecting a business, or when you're selecting someone to work with. Your reputation is pretty much everything. So why would I want to work for someone who has a bad reputation? Why would I want to work for a company that is subpar and does not have a good reputation? You know, and that goes for individuals. So it's like, you really have to be able to build that trust, the loyalty, be a positive person, collaborate, have a great attitude. And this is where your reputation kind of falls in line. So, you know, this is also the area where someone says like, hey, I want to do repeat business with that person because they have a great reputation. And, you know, and also your online persona, you know, like your online representation matters here, because this is where people come in and either write reviews about you, they've done business with you. And, you know, a lot of times we get tripped up inside of reviews because people sometimes have a lot of time on their hands and they write things on reviews that could be damaging to a person's business, which is like, any service-based business, but also even in the medical world, you know, people have no problem putting up reviews to say like, oh, I waited 35 minutes more and the doctor never came. I saw a physician assistant. You know, there are some rightfully painful truths sometimes inside of reviews, but, you know, your reputation has to supersede those reviews. So you just have to be consistent with being really good. You know, I think that the common theme here you're hearing is like, your standards have to be very high. You have to operate at a very high level because no one can argue the truth. You cannot permeate someone who's good. You cannot permeate someone who does great work. You cannot permeate someone's morals and ethics if it's always high. You cannot get through. You can't get through and you cannot argue it. So I'll help you stand by that. Flexibility is the next thing. Developing good relationships can lead to more flexibility and understanding in business transactions and negotiations, allowing for more favorable terms and conditions. So I think it's really important to always remain, as they say today, the buzzwords, you know, the main word is agile. You know, I think we want to remain really open. You want to be open-minded. You want to be flexible because business changes every day. Technology changes every day. The economics are changing by the second. Now, this is like our most current crisis. Economics, banking, money, what people are spending, how they're spending. And that could actually change how people are doing business. So if they're hiring you to do some type of work for them, whatever the context is, service-based, professional, medical, anything, you know, economics plays a role. So you as the business have to remain flexible inside of, you know, perhaps who's showing up for you. Meaning, do you have a team of people that are showing up? Are they all doing the work? Has your technology changed? Do you have to pivot? You know, there's so many things that come into play when we're talking about flexibility. But as a CEO or as someone at the top, that is your number one asset, is being flexible. But, you know, remaining under some type of strategy. So flexibility is very important. And the last part I want to talk about is conflict resolution. So good relationships can help facilitate conflict resolution and minimize the negative impact of disagreements or misunderstandings. So absolutely, one of the most important parts of being a great communicator, a good person, is being able to resolve conflict in a very calm and amicable and, you know, intelligent way, as opposed to running away, stonewalling, you know, avoiding problems. You know, as a leader, it's important to really have open communication with your team. It's important to have open communication with your partners. It's important just in general to be a good communicator in everything. So really, when we talk about conflict resolution, it should really be talking about communication, because communication is how you keep the dialogue open and how you remain. And we're talking about the flexibility. This is where that also comes in, because you have to exercise all of those pieces. Is anyone perfect? No. Am I perfect? No. But I do have experience. And so I have experience in different areas of business, different areas of working through what we're talking about now, which is really developing great relationships for business and for your brand. And the ways to do that is really through these elements, which I just mentioned, which is trust, loyalty, repeat business, collaboration, reputation, flexibility, conflict resolution. So overall, developing great relationships is essential for your business, for the success of your business. If you want to learn more, if you want to talk more about this, or if you have thoughts around this topic, or you want to suggest a new topic on the podcast, send me an email, margaret@margaretfontana.com, and also visit the blog at margaretfontana.com. Subscribe. And also add a rating, if you might, a review to the podcast. It's available on iTunes. It's available on Spotify and Google and all of the other platforms, iHeart. You know, if you Google it, it comes up right away. So appreciate your time and thank you. And we'll talk again soon.